Hi, we are Ellen and Lauren. We are sisters, wives, mothers, veterans, and all-around DIYers living our best lives. Our families each have three kids between 4 and 18 years old.
On this podcast, we hope to help you learn to do what you can, where you are, and try not to sweat the rest. If you want to learn more about what we're discussing today, check out our show notes at wifestylehustle.com. You're listening to Wifestyle Hustle.
There are so many great ways to save money in the garden. It doesn't have to cost the moon to have a wonderful garden. Today, we're going to talk about some of the ones we do. And we'll also have another episode in a few weeks. Very quickly, before we get started, we would love it if you guys could share our podcast with your friends. Share us on social media or just, you know, by word of mouth, hey, this is a great podcast that we love. We would really appreciate it. All right, let's get on with it.
Before we start on how we save money, there are a few places that we don't skimp. And one of those places is seeds. I like my organic, I like my non-GMO, and if that is important to you, you are going to pay for it. If it isn't important to you, there are seeds at the Dollar Tree, so you can save money here. This is just one place that I know neither Lauren nor I skimp.
For the most part.
If it's important to you, you're going to pay for it.
Yeah. All right, our tip number one is to shop the sales. And I, for me around here, that usually means that I'm getting kind of late season plants a lot of the time. So for me, with the longer growing season, it works because I can start cucumbers in late July and still get a harvest. It's not going to work everywhere. So before you buy your plants, make sure you have enough time to finish them out.
Yes. And for us here, which I know we've talked about in the past, I'm much cooler than Lauren.
Like, way cooler.
Really, I am. I'm way cooler. Anyway, our late season is just earlier than Lauren's late season. For me, if I'm buying late season plants, I'm going to buy them probably at the beginning or mid-June. That's when this sales in my area are going to be, because our season is so much shorter than Lauren's season. So we still get those late season plants. It's just that we purchase them earlier and the sales happen earlier. A lot of times you will see greenhouses, even mid-season, do a 2-for-1 sale or a 3-for-2 sale, something like that. So just keep an eye on out. A really good thing to do is to join your local greenhouse's Facebook pages. They'll often announce sales there. They want to unload their plants also, so they often will do really good sales mid to late season. So just keep an eye out for it.
Another great place to buy plants is on Facebook. The Facebook marketplace around here is always full of people who started too many seeds and now they want to sell their plants, and they sell them for cheap. So keep that in mind too.
I've not tried that. I will look into that this year.
It's fun. We have a giant plant swap in this area where everyone brings their overgrown seeds and just does a giant exchange.
Mm-hmm. Here there is a local gardening group, and we do a plant swap every year, but it tends to be more flowers and perennials that people have chopped in half to share half of. Occasionally there will be a gardener who has started too many tomato or pepper seeds, but more often than not, it's more flowers, which is okay with me because I love flowers too. Tip number two, buy your structural pieces at the end of the season. If you have your heart set on a trellis or something like that, shop the end of the season sales. You're going to get a much better deal for these sorts of things. And trellises are good in the vegetable garden, too. You can grow vertically a lot of things. I think this is applicable to the vegetable garden as well as your flower beds. But if you shop at the end of the season, they are look, you know, especially the big box stores, they don't want to store that stuff. They're going to let that stuff go for really good prices at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And that leads right into tip number three.
Make what you can instead of buying it. I know for me, I actually did buy some tomato cages when I first started gardening because they were called tomato cages. So I thought that they would hold up my tomatoes. Boy, was I wrong.
Right. Just skip right they over just, them. Don't buy the yeah, cages. I did too.
They don't work.
I bought them when I first started.
I made an upside down Christmas tree. Like I turned it upside down and made it into a Christmas decoration.
That's funny.
It is.
Which is about all they're good for.
Yeah. So I started doing something else, and I feel with tomatoes and getting them to be off of the ground, people can be so creative. Mm-hmm. So get creative with what you have and make it happen. Look through mm-hmm. people's garbage. People throw away perfectly good things to hold your tomatoes up with.
Or if you're looking into doing more structural pieces like an arch or something, look into ways. Pinterest is full of ways to mm-hmm. make these things yourself. Instead of just going out and buying something, look for a way to make it yourself. It's often an easy thing to do. It can be beautiful. So mm-hmm. you know, just give it a shot doing it yourself and you'll save a lot of money that way.
Yep.
Tip number four. If you pay for water, so if you happen to be in town or in a place where you are paying for water, figure out a water catchment system. It will save you so much money in watering, and you won't have to think so hard about whether or not your plants need to be watered, which if you're thinking about if they need to be watered, chances are good they do.
Right.
And I used to be so miserly with my water. Well, I think we can wait another day. Maybe it'll rain tomorrow and they'll be fine. And I paid for it because my harvest wasn't as good. And a few years ago, we figured out a water catchment system and I bought myself a little submersible pump and I can now water to my heart's content without really thinking about it too much mm-hmm. because we definitely get enough rain. If I can figure out, you know, if I have a way to capture it, we get enough rain to get us between rainstorm to rainstorm if I have a way to capture water, which thanks to my dear husband, we now do.
Also in our area, even though we live in town and we have town water, we are allowed to dig a well. That's something I found out just like 2 years ago. So as far as I know, anyone who wants to can have a well dug. And
interesting.
You just put a filter on it because, of course, when you live in town, there's a lot of people throwing mm-hmm. things on the ground that you maybe don't want in your water. You can put a filter on it and then use that water, which I thought really hard about doing that. And, you know, around here anyway, it doesn't cost that much. I asked one of our local churches actually did it, and that's where I got the idea. And I asked the guy how much it was, and he said it was like
$200.
Wow. Huh. So, that'd be worth it in just a few months of garden watering.
Definitely. And then one more little note on water catchment. It isn't legal in all places to catch rainwater. So before you do it, make sure and check your local ordinances and make sure it's legal where you are.
Or at least think up a good way to conceal it. Just saying.
True. Yeah.
We don't encourage that. You know, you're gonna.
Tip number five. Harvest at the peak of ripeness to avoid extra stress on your plants. And it also, in the long run, makes your plants more productive. So if you have your cucumber plants and you are harvesting along when the cucumbers are, if you have like the English pickling cucumbers and you're supposed to harvest them 4 to 6 inches long, if you're picking them 4 to 6 inches long, your plants are going to keep making more cucumbers. But if you let that plant or that cucumber get 10, 12, 14 inches long, it's going to really slow down your plants, and it stresses them out to have to keep supporting a cucumber that should have been picked a long time ago. So just stay on top
and
of your
totally
picking.
Unrelated note, sometimes that just happens.
It does.
Don't stress it too much. It's happened to every gardener. There's that one cucumber that blends in or just hides behind a leaf. And actually, zucchini are where I always lose that battle. Mm-hmm. But it's not that big a deal if it only happens every once in a while.
True.
But yeah, try not to let it happen.
Yep. If you are visiting your garden every day, chances are good you're going to catch most of them. Like Lauren said, there's 99%. Always going to be one. If you're staying on top of it and visiting your garden every day or every other day, you're going to catch most of your at peak ripeness.
Mm-hmm. Start seed saving. This is something that Ellen and I have been doing for the past several years. I started with beans, actually, because they're just so easy, and they come back true to the bean, you know, that you originally planted. And yeah, they're big and they don't require a lot out of you. You just let the pod turn yellow, and then I wait until they dry completely out and then I pick them. I do it with my first planting of beans. Mm-hmm. And yeah, then you just, with some others like tomatoes and well, with tomatoes, you have to follow a few more steps to get viable seeds. But yeah, you can harvest a lot of different seeds.
Yep. And along that same line, you can, like, for instance, with tomatoes, you can let a few of your tomatoes fall on the ground and just overwinter there. And in the spring, you will have tiny tomato plants that come up.
Mm-hmm.
And tomatoes do come back true. I actually just learned this last year, and peppers do as well. So they're good for seed saving or just seed leaving. And so you can take mm-hmm. those plants that come up and move them to a more desirable place. You really shouldn't grow tomatoes in the same place every year. You should move those around. So if they do come up, you should move them to a new place. But that is another viable option. I've done that before when 100 tomato plants came up in the same spot because I accidentally left a mm-hmm. tomato or two laying out there. And
yeah,
they do produce tomatoes. So that's another way to save yourself a little bit of money, is just wait for those plants to come mm-hmm. up. Peppers do not come back.
I will say with tomatoes in particular, a lot of them are late. Like they come up a little bit later than the full size plants that you're planting.
They do.
So you might not get, like, depending on where you live, you might not get as many tomatoes out of that as you do from plants that you buy or plants that you start inside.
Agree. Yep. So I would say that that wouldn't be my go-to plan for my entire tomato crop. But
right,
if I had
right,
a spare
exactly.
place,
yeah.
I would move a tomato plant that came up on its own to a place where I had a little extra room. And I have. And we got many a fine tomato out of it.
Yeah, we have too. We've had them. Actually, it's kind of strange. Actually, no, it's not. I figured out the explanation. It's birds. Birds go out there and they eat your tomatoes and then they poop them into different places. So I've had them coming up in my flower beds. I've had them coming up all over the garden and even in the grass. Like, I've noticed them growing in the grass before we mowed the lawn. Mm-hmm. A couple of times. So, yeah, tomatoes really are great at coming back.
Yep. But peppers won't. They do come back true, and you can save seeds. But I, at least in my zone, maybe Lauren can say different. But
I've never had peppers come back.
I've never had a pepper overwinter in the garden and then come back, which is sad. I wish they would.
It is sad. Number 7. Start planning now. Seems early, but early planning can save money. When you're buying your seeds, buying seeds is just so much cheaper than buying plants.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to get the seeds you want, you need to buy them now, because mm-hmm. these major seed companies will run out, because Lauren and I will go buy the seeds and then they'll be gone. So start planning now. Start.
We don't buy all the seeds now. We're not those people.
We're not. I am.
Well, I buy some, a little bit of all of them. I don't just buy them out.
It was kind of a joke.
It was.
Tip number 8, start a compost. It's good for the planet and it's very good for your garden. Anything you're not throwing, anything that will decompose on its own, that you're not throwing in a landfill, is going to be better for everybody. And your garden will certainly thank you for it. Start saving anything that can be composted. So any vegetable leavings, coffee grounds, once garden season gets going, old undiseased plants, grass clippings, all that stuff can be composted. And there's a lot of information about composting out on the internet, so I don't think we need to go too much into it, but it is so good for your garden to use compost. Tip number 9, purchase your amendments, pesticides, and fertilizers in concentrated form and mix it yourself. I use like all natural pesticides and fertilizers. And so I will buy the most concentrated form I can. And then I buy cheap spray bottles and mix all of those myself. That way it's going to be more expensive to buy the concentrate, but ultimately in the long run, you're going to save yourself money, because you're not paying for the water weight of whatever you're buying, mm-hmm. and you're providing your own water. I tend toward all natural gardening, so anything I do purchase is going to be as all natural as I can get it, but I do buy concentrate.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I definitely do. I use a fertilizer, which we can include in the show notes, that is just wonderful. I've been using it for years. It's fish emulsion fertilizer, and it's great for the whole garden, and I would definitely recommend it, and mm-hmm. it will not break the bank. Tip number 10, buy used tools from garage sales and on Facebook Marketplace. You can also find things like pots and canning jars in these kind of places for when you're preserving your food. This is just a great way to save you a little bit of money. Some tools, You want to check with the person and make sure that they're working, and check and make sure it's working yourself, or make sure that it's something that you can fix yourself if it is broken. Buying jars, you know, you can see if they're broken, and pots, it's kind of the same. And people sell this kind of stuff all the time on Facebook, at garage sales.
Okay, that was what I was
at estate
say.
Sales.
Estate sales.
Yeah.
These are often really high quality tools that have been loved by an elderly person, and you just get to give them a new life. It always makes me feel good to buy stuff at estate sales.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well taken care of a lot of the time. And, you know, it's not going to be a lot of times at estate sales. It's not going to be quite as cheap as at a garage sale, but mm-hmm. usually much better quality.
Yep. Check out your dollar store for your flower seeds. I personally don't buy any vegetable seeds at the dollar store, but I will definitely buy my flowers, marigolds, and whatever other annuals I want. If I have room to start myself, I'll buy their gloves, little doodads for your garden, maybe clips. I can't think of anything else.
Yeah, I've definitely bought marigold seeds there. But I didn't really make a note of what other seeds they had, because I don't really buy other seeds at the Dollar Tree. But I can vouch for the marigold seeds. They all came up and they were lovely flowers, perfectly acceptable flowers. And I have bought gloves there. And the kids' garden, they like little doodads and stuff in their garden, and it doesn't cost much at the dollar store, so I get them.
Mm-hmm. The other thing I've bought at the dollar store are plant markers.
Oh, yeah. I've gotten those, too. They have a good selection.
Yep. And if you're looking for super cheap decor, sometimes Dollar Tree, whatever, will have that stuff too, which I have bought.
I have too.
It's cute.
Sometimes little tchotchkes. I don't really put a lot of decorations in my own garden, but the kids do like them. They have their own garden. Tip number 11 is buy soil, compost, and wood chips in bulk. It's cheaper. You can have,
usually you can have
the people like bring by whatever you need in a dump truck. I've definitely had wood chips delivered from, you know, different places. And yeah, they just back a giant dump truck down my yard and dump it out. Much to the neighbor's dismay, because I don't get that pile emptied for a month or more sometimes. Depends.
Then you should be proud of yourself. I've had a pile of wood chips in my side yard for over a year.
These things happen.
But it's not in my front yard, though.
Yeah, so. I know. Mine is. And actually, I've definitely had it for a long time. I've had it over a winter, like when I mulched in the fall, but didn't get quite done with it. And then I used it again in the spring. Yeah. Oops. Sorry, neighbors. They don't seem to really care. No one's ever complained. So
hand them a cucumber when they walk by your house.
I pass out the vegetables all the time.
That's right.
What else? Oh, man. Hold on.
This has been a part of our ongoing budgeting series. Gardening can be so rewarding for so many reasons, and finding ways to do it on a budget makes it even more rewarding. Until next time.
Thanks for listening today. This has been the Wifestyle Hustle Podcast. That's WIFE style. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter so you never miss an episode.
Consider liking and reviewing our podcast wherever you listen. Share it with a friend. It really helps us out. Look for our new episodes every Monday and Wednesday. We'll see you soon.